Yeah, I honestly think instead of the video, it'll just have to be
Hi, and welcome to
Between
Two
Cents. Very excited to be here with you guys today. We're on episode 4.
Oh, wow.
So we haven't quit yet.
Yeah, we're leveling up in the world, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Very exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
I am Spike, music producer, and this is Augie.
A songwriter, artist, content creator.
We're basically a music production artist relationship podcast. We want to be this kind of positive, informative music podcast where we talk about music news, we talk about music technology. They're kind of the things that get us off, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, things that just uplift you and give you what you feel like a little bit of edge that you know a bit more about the industry that you're trying to tackle. And for us, it's music.
We strive to be somewhat entertaining. Are you feeling entertaining today, Augie?
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting stuff. And, you know, we want to try and educate and find out and talk about things that are interesting. So as soon as the episodes are released, we essentially want to get your feedback and see what you guys are interested in as well, so we can really make this the people's podcast.
Ever hear of Karl Marx?
Yes.
All right, well, let's jump into our first topic today. So this is a topic that you kind of brought up, bro. So yes. I'm just going to let you swing at it.
All right. Now, unfortunately, the source for this story is just going to have to be trust me, bro. But I encountered on my socials, I follow these two artists very heavily, mm-hmm. Connor Price and Jake. If you don't know who they are, they're killing it. They have their own, you know, their team is their own family members, and they're putting up big numbers, you know, getting hits all around the world and doing it regularly. And so they're killing it. Connor Price, he posted this video kind of explaining just that he was upset with this other artist, Jake, for taking one of his content ideas. And that content idea was Spin the Globe, where Connor would get on the video, he'd spin the globe, and he'd just touch on a continent and he'd find an artist and he'd collab with them. And that's actually what he attributes to him being wildly successful and getting such an international reach, is that idea. So I saw a few months back, Jake did the same thing. And in his caption, he would write, inspired by Connor Price's Spin the Globe. And Jake would do the same exact thing. He'd spin the globe, dome, find an artist and get them to, you know, collaborate on a piece of content or song or what have you. And Connor was just saying, you know, hey, man, that's mine. Like, my wife and I came up with that. What are you doing? Like, literally copying the same exact script, everything. Like, the whole video is the exact same. I don't appreciate that. And so then I saw on the story the next day, Connor was like, hey, I put down the post of me being upset with Jake, hence why it's trust me, bro. And he just said, Jake jumped on a call. He said it was no disrespect. And he was going to take down all of the Spin the Globe pieces of content on his side.
Crazy
so
shit.
That kind of just led to the question, is it okay to swipe content ideas from somebody?
You know, the attention currency is like, look at me, look at me. Literally, TikTok is like, you start a trend and everyone literally copies it.
Yeah.
So there's there's no, like, not everyone is an innovator.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so for me, the idea of like Connor is like mine, like the seagulls from Nemo. I mean, it wasn't the seagulls actually, it was the crabs. But it's, you know, I find it like maybe it just like hit his ego a little bit. Like he was on his God mode, his Kanye. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's a bit weird. He should be flattered by it.
Yeah.
And the fact he told the dude to take him down, like, if you are at that level of success, why would you sweat the small stuff? You know what I mean? If someone's trying to copy me, isn't that the best?
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking and you said it. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the way that I perceive it. And I think it's really, I actually think it's almost childish to just reach out on social media and bitch and complain like a baby. Like, bro, what are you? Like, are you, my 6-year-old would do that shit.
Yeah. From Connor's perspective, I don't know why I would give a shit. Like, I really can't figure out. Like, Jake, this guy is literally the next up-and-coming Justin Bieber. Like, if I was Connor, I'd be like, wow, one of the biggest players in the game is shouting me out in the posts. And, you know, that's dope. Hopefully I'll get some followers from him. And if I was in Jake's shoes, call it ego. I don't know why, but I would want to not emulate at that level. I, for whatever reason, I would want to put my own spin on it.
I can see maybe from Jake's perspective, he's like, well, Connor got this crazy international reach from this content idea.
Yeah.
And it might have been just from the perspective of no harm done. I feel like it's a low blow from Connor. Like, you know, have some humble pie and just like move on because you're killing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's petty shit when people are coming up. We're all copying each other. Even when we write music, it brings up another great topic or another great segue to like, where is the line when we get to copying art? You know, like when we look at Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines, like they got sued by the Marvin Gaye estate. Because the rhythmic elements or energy or vibe of their track was similar to a Marvin Gaye track. And then Pharrell then spoke after that, like apologizing to the community saying, I should have fought harder because the impact that kind of has of like, you know, as a producer, we are literally taking references or our life influences and we are infusing those into the music that we're making. So, you know, it's like me getting sued by Pharrell or Timbaland. Like, I'm heavily influenced by those guys, and you can hear it in my beats. Yeah. If they're like, oh, it sounds a little bit like this, or the percussion, like, we're really putting ourselves into trouble.
Yeah.
What's your ideas around that, like, copying art, and where's the line?
I think getting sued off of a feel or a vibe is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I don't know why. I just, there's no, like, how can an artist feel free to create if you're constantly worried that this is going to happen to you?
Yeah.
You know, I think the Ed Sheeran case where he was kind of getting sued around the same thing. Everyone's like, hey, you use the same chords in that I used in a lot of your songs. And Ed Sheeran was just like, this is bullshit, man. Like, we're all using the same damn chords. Like, there shouldn't be a fear to put my own spin on things. Everybody's copying everybody, you know, like you said.
So what do you feel about, like, it gives me another idea, like Russ's new song, Drive. Have you heard that? Where he's on the piano and he's, like, getting his violins and shit out.
I'm in the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
That one.
I mean, it kind of...
I mean, everyone in the comments is like, this is Delilah vibe.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah.
And they could 100% sue.
Yeah.
And they would probably win.
You reckon?
I feel like it's hardcore.
Yeah.
Close. You know, like the melody he's singing is very, very similar.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And the
I mean, we can put them in the link when we post this episode and you guys can see what you think. But, you know, there's lots of songs that I often hear. Even with Michael Jackson, like there's a Rick James track.
Yeah.
What's this Rick James track? I'm gonna remember it and then put it here. Shing. I'm getting vibes like I'm a Bitch by Rick James or something. Like, I can't remember. But yeah, Michael Jackson literally copied the kind of bass line and vibe of it, you know. So it's been happening for a long time.
Yeah.
And he wasn't sued. I remember when I heard Thriller and then I heard this Rick James song back to back, I was actually shocked.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a YouTube thing or anything like that. I just like heard the Rick James track and then the Jackson one. So
yeah,
I don't know where we draw the line with this type of thing. Like, we're all going to be influenced. I don't even know if Russ was influenced by Delilah.
Yeah.
Or, oh, what you do to me, that kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if I was an artist at the level of Russ or something, I would just like put them down as songwriters or like, I don't know. I would try to credit them.
He might not even be aware of it. Yeah. And even Pharrell, when he did that track.
It might just be subconscious.
Yeah, when he did that track. That's what I'm saying. Like, within me is 20 years of music influence.
Yeah.
Of all the tracks I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And so when I'm creating, naturally, there's parts of those elements that are coming out of me. Mm. And some guy the other day when I was on streaming on Twitch Live, I was playing a track and he said to me, oh, Augie sounds like heaps like Logic.
Yeah.
And I was like, Augie would really mess with that comment, you know, because it's a huge influence for him.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, what do you think about that? You know, like, are you copying Logic?
Yeah. I don't know. I think imitation is the highest form of flattery, and I think every artist, you first start by emulating, and then you find your own path and your own way to add your own unique flair. I'm sure to even all of those records, there was something that made Pharrell uniquely Pharrell. There's something that makes Russ uniquely Russ. And I don't know. I think it's pretty trash to get sued for creating. I don't know.
All right. Anyway, let us know what you guys think in the comments below.
Yeah.
Want to talk about what do you think it takes to be successful in 2024, bro?
No sleep.
Yeah.
Don't sleep ever.
Don't eat.
Just get up. Grind. Yeah. If you're not spending 24 hours, 25 hours working on your shit, then you're fucking up, man.
Entrepreneur, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, like, we're joking about it, but that's all true, obviously.
Look, there is an element that the more work you put in, the less you'll have to wait. That's a fact, you know? Like, when I sit in my journey, I'm like, I've only dropped 14 songs. Why am I bitching and complaining? Like, I just need to put my head down and just put out more music. That's just where it's at. But I think in 2024, putting content first, figuring out how to form proper relationships with the people who are connecting with you, you know, like, know them by name, get in their DMs, talk to them, let them feel seen.
Yeah.
Or
a part of it, at least.
Yeah. And just be consistent. Like, you know, we have a plan to launch music regularly. And once that goes, you know, we're going to stick to it.
There's no stopping us.
No.
Yeah, I feel the same. And I feel that you're right. It is about the reps and just getting the work done.
Mm.
But for me, like, what I learned specifically last year, I feel like I've known it for a while, but I never put it into full effect, is like the question I always have hanging over my head is like, what makes it sustainable? Because you can go super hard, but, you know, if you're revving the engine at the top, like,
yeah,
eventually you're going to blow up. And I felt like I had a lot of blow ups last year just in terms of absolute burnout.
Yeah.
And it was, the burnout was consistent. It was every few months. Like, I was like, I'm going to go hard now and wake up at 5 and gym 5 days a week and run business and orgy and this and that. And so for me this year, really, like, what I think makes 2024 or will make it successful is doing a little bit less to do more. You know
smarter,
what I mean?
Smarter, not harder.
Yeah, smarter, not harder, mate. Doing a little bit less to do more. And so sometimes it's just taking more breaks. Sometimes it's like, you know, killing myself on those days, but making sure I have like a day or a half day to myself to go for walks on the beach.
Yeah.
Rollerblading.
Yeah.
Bike riding.
Yeah.
Well, you're into your bike riding right now.
Yeah, man.
What's
up?
I'd
be killing it with the bike rides.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
did you get a sports bike or a mountain bike?
Oh, I got like just a mountain bike, man. I'm not trying to
You're going up mountains and shit, bro?
Yeah, going uphill. I go on like the little trails behind like the house.
I would have thought you were in like the Lycra shit on the road, like with the, you know, really tight clothes. And everyone behind you is like, damn, look at those calves, bro.
Not yet. I don't think I'll ever get to that. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I'm always a little bit uncomfortable when I'm like at a cafe, even with family, and you just get like these 60-year-old dudes walk in with their...
Yeah, like the gang.
Their balls exposed and they're like, you know, their little shoes and they're walking funny, you know, because they got the little things on the back of their...
Yeah.
I just don't want to be a part of that gang ever.
Yeah, no. But I will say, you know, I don't know. I might not knock it because who knows? Maybe I will be one day.
All right. We might not be friends with them. But anyway, it's for another episode.
Orky's
like,
question?
Bro, can you just join the bike gang, okay?
Just join the gang.
It's me and the homies, man. We're in the 50s and 60s. What does it take to be successful in 24? And I was just saying sustainability, bike riding, and Lycra.
Yes, that's it. that's all you need.
That's the answer.
Yeah, no, but I definitely attribute to that burnout situation of just, I guess I'm going to be trying to just do practical goals I can hit on a weekly basis. And when it comes to content, man, because we met with a bunch of artists last Sunday and just everybody in a room and we all were just talking about how tiring the content grind is.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, but how, man, but how? And I don't know, I think instead of putting out everything all the time, just feeding my music down people's faces, I think we're just going to switch to, what if there was 3 amazing posts that had different styles a week? Yeah. That's what I think. That's what we're playing with right now. You know, having a good podcast clip. Yeah. You know, a good, well thought out, entertaining music clip. Something funny, something relatable, something that makes people just connect to the human that is Augie, yeah. You know?
Keeps it fresh and you don't get stagnant and you're not burning out because, like, Wednesdays are super exciting.
Yeah.
Because we 100%. Can do a podcast and then we go have a quaffie. And then after our quaffie, we create some music. You know what I'm saying? And it just, like, changes it up and keeps it fresh. So I reckon, you know, part of it is, like, sustainability is also having lots of different things to do.
Yeah.
So you're not just grinding on the same shit, because that's hard, bro. I can't. Let's go into our last topic for the day. So want to talk about music obsessions, okay? And I have, obviously, if you're watching this podcast, you'll see that I have, maybe you could say, an unhealthy relationship with gear. My friend calls it a storage facility for music equipment. But, you know, for me, the relationship with gear, I really, like, puts me in this cool creative tangent where I'm always exploring and learning new things and putting things in different kind of chains and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
you know, I get really turned on by sound, and trying to manipulate sound and change sound can take me to different places and spaces.
Yeah. There is not a better feeling to me than completing a song and just listening to it, and just that moment that you have when you listen back and you're just like, I just made something super dope.
Yeah.
And like all the emotions, and it's just crazy how everything that was going on in my life somehow in a line, in a note that I sang, like, tricked it, like, its way into the songwriting process. So for me, it's just got to be songwriting. Like, I love writing a song. And I also love sharing a song, seeing people's faces when they take the time and they go, dude, like, this is, I really connect with this. That's why I do this. I started this because I loved how music makes me feel. I love how creating music makes me feel. I love how sharing music makes me feel.
Yeah.
And you can get stuck with the numbers and the this and the that. But at the end of the day, I took the time. I went out of my way to make something, and it matters.
Yeah.
To me. If no one else, to me.
And to me. Like, just creating something and finishing it. And I think just because it's such a well-oiled machine now.
Yeah.
You know, we're not messing around with, like, we're not at the stage, not that it's a bad stage, but we're not at the stage with, like, how do you write a song or how do I arrange it? It's like, we're like a bullet train.
Yeah.
And we just, like, projectile vomit songs. What a great analogy. Here's another song. Yeah. No, but I do feel like a bullet train when we're writing, you know. It's also, we don't get caught up too much in, like, it has to be this.
Yeah.
It's just like, it has to be what it is within the moment. And all our best work has just been from being honest and present.
Yeah.
We, like, connect with how we're feeling emotionally, and we kind of songwrite from that point.
Yeah. I had this really cool moment one time where I was doing my first radio interview. Somebody just got me to go. I went home to Dallas and I jumped on the radio with this guy. He was just like asking about my life story. I got to like freestyle on air. And at the very end of the interview, he stopped and he goes, did you enjoy yourself? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, here's why. Were you thinking about the past? No. Were you thinking about the future? No. He's like, it's interesting. I love being on radio because there's this need to be present. And he was talking about how he was in prison, you know, for a few years prior. And they would always see, like, whenever someone would just get, like just start going in their mind and to the past or to the future, they would snap out and be like, hey, you know, back to the present. Like, we're here now. And I just think songwriting does that for me.
Did you feel that way when you were in jail as well?
Yes. No, God, I was like, damn, my mom.
Yeah. All right, let's go to producer and artist tips of the week.
For me, my artist tip of the week is that your internal climate affects everything. When I'm in a place where it's like, oh, I want to be a better songwriter. I want to be a better content creator. I want to get here, but I'm here and I can't figure it out. You are going to just keep banging your head against a wall if your internal climate isn't good. It's my job to come in here when I collaborate with Spike and be the best version of myself that I possibly can. that involves me taking care of my body, taking care of my mental state, whatever you got to do that. And I would just say, like, just check on the spirit. That's mine.
Yeah. I'm going to do you a solid, bro. I'm just going to buy you some Lycra, man. But just don't wear it to the studio, all right? You just keep those shorts at home. yeah, my producer, not nice. My producer tip for the week is it comes back to, like, pick some non-negotiable habits for yourself. So I'm talking about sustainability. And a couple of non-negotiables for me is, like, I need to do a 10-minute meditation in the morning, and it's been really successful, keeping me really calm in, like, heightened situations. That is non-negotiable, and I really feel strongly about that. Like, if you can just make a couple of agreements for the week that are non-negotiable, it's going to keep you healthy and sustainable, and you're going to have a much better positive week. Don't forget to like
and subscribe.
We're going to work on that. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Let us know what you guys want to talk about more, because we would love to hear. Throw some topics in, and they'll be in the next few weeks. We'll catch you guys next week for another episode on episode 5. Peace out, Spike and Augie.